Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the Plus Group Impaired Risk DI conference call. Your host for today is Tracy O'Malley. Ms. O'Malley, you may now begin.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tracy O'Malley, the Executive Director of the Plus Group. We would like to thank you for taking your time today to join us for the Plus Group DI Day training. Today's topic is Impaired Risk DI and will be presented to you by Bill Marshall and Assurity. Hopefully you have the presentation so that you can follow along. If you don't have it, you can go to our website at www.plusgroupus.com. And on the right side of the page, it says Upcoming Conferences. And below that, you'll need to click where it says Insuring the Uninsurable. It will take you to another page, and the presentations are on the bottom of that page. We hope that you enjoy the presentation, and you will have an opportunity to ask questions at the end of the audio conference. Thank you again, and I'm going to turn this over to Bill.
Thank you, Tracy, and hello, and thank you, Plus Group, for this opportunity. Today, I hope you'll see that disability insurance is truly the most important insurance coverage one can have, and how those with health impairments can obtain quality income protection. So we'll start off with the basic need for disability insurance, then we'll move on to the impaired risk, and finally, I'll show you Assurity's GBDI program, Graded Benefit Disability Insurance. If we can move to slide number 2. If you'll look, you'll see that 3 in 10 will become disabled, leading to serious financial problems. Now, the next few slides, I hope you'll just move along with me as I move through this. Think about Edwin Starr and his award-winning song, War, that you might hear in the background. Disability insurance, what is it good for? Absolutely everything. Say it all again. What is it good for? Absolutely everything. All right, so we should be on, I think, slide number 7 now. Insurance. Disability insurance protects your income, yes, but your income protects your home, your car, and your health. Slide number 10. Let's talk a little bit about income and the home. Slide 11. If you have income, you can pay for your mortgage, rent, property taxes, utilities, and any maintenance on your home or your condo fees. But if you don't have income, you can't pay for this. And your income also pays for the homeowners or renters insurance everyone has. Income and car. Most of us have cars, but if you don't have income, you don't have money for your car loan or your lease payment. Can't buy gas, and gas is pretty expensive right now. And you can't maintain the car. All cars need maintenance. And again, income also pays for the car insurance everyone has. If you're a property or casualty agent or broker, you know the importance of homeowners and auto insurance. But can you see that disability insurance is an important part of that program also? Your clients are at risk if they don't have it. Working with a Plus Group member can help you help your clients. I bet many of you life and health agents and brokers here today know some property and casualty brokers. Think of all the clients you can help by setting up a partnership with them. No offense, but I don't think my farmer's guy even knew how to spell disability when I first met him. Slide number 14, income and health. 15, income. If you don't have income, you don't have money for food, medications, or vitamins. Try to get into a hospital or see a doctor without any money. You have to pay up front. You can't modify your home if you have certain health concerns. Income also pays for the health and life insurance everyone has. But income also provides for all your activities, going to restaurants, movies, health clubs. If you want to go on a vacation, you can't purchase gifts or presents with no income. And you can't set up a college fund or pay for your children's weddings. And you won't have any money for retirement. slide 17. So no disability insurance equals no income in the event of a disability. Being disabled is like being downsized, fired, canned, unemployed. But even worse is that you don't get unemployment benefits, or you may qualify for Social Security benefits after 6 or 12 months if disability is considered permanent. But know that approximately 90% of all claims are resolved within 2 years. So without disability insurance, you could lose your home, should be on 17 now, your car, you won't have money to pay for your hospital or doctor bills, no more going out to restaurants or seeing a movie, you might even have to cancel your cable TV. No money will be available for the college funds or weddings. And you can forget about taking a vacation. A quick story. Go to 18 now. Picture a 50-year-old hardworking attorney, but he or she could just as well be a business owner, a carpenter, or whatever, who's been in great health his whole life. Height and weight, blood pressure, cholesterol, glucose have always been within normal limits. Excellent, in fact. Goes to the health club 3-4 times a week, runs 8 to 10, 5 or 10 Ks a year. Well, one day he goes to his GP for an annual checkup, and the doctor discovers what might be a murmur. After a trip or two to the cardiologist and several diagnostic tests later, the attorney has what is known as mitral valve prolapse, a regurgitation of blood back into the left atrium. The attorney has no symptoms or restrictions, but his cardiologist advises him to follow up every 6 to 9 months. The regurgitation is considered moderate, but at some point could get worse, and I emphasize the word could, and may require open-heart surgery. And now, even at this point, with no symptoms or restrictions, he can't get standard disability insurance. Many hardworking Americans have serious health conditions such as various heart disorders, diabetes, and cancers. For that longest time, do not present any symptomology. And don't even get me started on conditions that have symptoms like ulcerative colitis, fibromyalgia, depression, or sleep apnea. Once diagnosed with a serious health condition, disability insurance is almost impossible to obtain. Even after successful surgeries to correct many health conditions, coverage is hard to come by for 5, maybe 10 years, if ever. And then what happens if another health condition occurs during that waiting period? Remember that when standard disability insurance coverage is declined, it's just not declined for serious health conditions, but it's declined for all health conditions. However, a surety's GBDI program may just be the answer to protecting the income needs for those with serious health conditions. So we're on slide number 18. Individuals with serious health conditions are often declined for traditional individual disability insurance. 19, when your client is declined for individual disability insurance, it's like he or she received a burn notice. Number 20. So I'd like to tell you a little bit about Assurity's Graded Benefit Disability Program. It's individual disability insurance for the medically impaired client. Slide number 23. Remember, one in three are disabled. So do you think someone with a serious health concern is at more or less of a risk than the 1 in 3? Well, I would think more, of course. Slide 24. So we'll talk about who the medically impaired client is, what the product is, who's accepted, how we underwrite the GBDI program, what the rate structure is, and who is the ideal candidate. So who is the medically impaired client? Just run through this with me as I move along. Those not eligible for regular individual disability insurance. About 10% of all clients who apply for disability insurance through the individual market are declined. However, we've estimated that another 10-15% never submit an application because either they or their agents know that they'll probably be declined. So this is a niche of 20-25% of working America. It's a nice-sized group. So we'll insure the blue-collar acts, the gray-collar acts, the white-collar occupations, and, of course, the professionals under the Assurities GBDI. So I'm on 27 now, and if you'll just run through these with me. Working America with physical disorders. Receiving appropriate care. A disability insurance underwriter. Receiving psychological care. Professionals, we're on slide number 32 now, with serious health conditions like diabetes, heart conditions, or cancers, who work to stay compliant with their doctor's course of treatment. So what is the GBDI program? It's Individual Guaranteed Renewable Disability Insurance. The rate structures are male and female, smoker and non-smoker. We have graded benefits. We have benefit periods of 10-year, 5-year, and 2-year. The 10-year benefit period is for our 4A and 3A occupations and for those whose health conditions are not so serious, our so-called preferred impaired. We underwrite to $11,000 of monthly benefits with occupational class exclusions, and of course, this is all dependent on the client's income. We have the standard elimination periods, as you can see. Graded benefits. The product is designed to take anti-selection out. The big reason we can be aggressive with our underwriting is the graded benefits. You can see the first policy year, we have 35%, second year is 70%, and third policy year is 100%. Let me give you an example of what I mean for graded benefits. If we had a client who was insured for a $3,000 monthly benefit, if he or she became disabled in the first policy year, benefits would be paid at $1,050 instead of the $3,000. That's 35% of the $3,000. And that's for the length of that claim. If the person was disabled in the second policy year, 70% of the monthly benefit would be paid. 70% of $3,000 is $2,100, and once again, for the length of the claim. Our definition of total disability is a 2-year ONAC, which is somewhat standard in the industry. We can also be very aggressive in our underwriting of those with mental, nervous, drug, and alcohol concerns. Benefits are at 50% and up to 12-month benefits. So in that example of the $3,000 of monthly benefit, if somebody was disabled in the first policy year, that person would get 50% of the 35%, which would be a monthly benefit paid of $525 up to a maximum of 12 months. The second policy year, using that same example at 70%, the benefit would be paid at $1,050. And we have partial benefits of 50% for up to 6 months. That's included in the policy rates. We also have 4 very specific included benefits that are there to enhance the product and designed to help people at claim time. Presumptive disability benefit, vocational rehab benefit, a home modification benefit, and a survivor benefit. The presumptive disability benefit will pay benefits if there's a loss of, let's say, sight, for example. Vocational rehab will help a person become reemployed if possible and will pay benefits for up to 6 months. Home modification if their person needs something like a ramp to get into the house. And then survivor benefits pay six times the full monthly benefit if somebody who was on disability for or being paid a claim for over 6 months died as a result of the disability, or I guess anything really. 6 months, the full monthly benefit is paid, no matter if it's in the first year or two or if it's several years down the road. Waiver of premium. It's the standard of any disability product to have premiums waived after 90 days. Additional benefit riders. We have a 5-year ONOC rider for an additional premium, which will take that 2-year ONOC definition up to 5 years. So if you have a 5-year benefit and or a 10-year benefit, you can increase the ONOC definition from 2 years to 5 years. And my favorite rider is the non-graded injury rider. This eliminates the grading for injury if a disability would occur due to an accident in the first 2 policy years. So what are the acceptable conditions under this program? Well, I'm going to show you about 30 different conditions here. And if you can see on page number 48 that I've got diabetes down here twice. And why? Because most diabetics will be declined for individual disability insurance through the standard carriers. However, we get a lot of diabetics that come into this program, and we're very successful with them. So some of the conditions on the first page, page 48 here, ankylosing spondylitis, a severe back problem, COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, a result of most times smoking. If the person has stopped smoking for 3 or 4 years, then those can stabilize. Chronic fatigue syndrome, second page, page 49. Fibromyalgia, as I mentioned before, rheumatoid arthritis, hepatitis B and C, sarcoidosis, and ulcerative colitis. And we do get a significant amount of epileptics also. So I want to show you some examples of some cases that we've recently put on, that we've got applications for, and how we can look at those. So the first one is an attorney, male, age 52. He applied for a 10-year benefit period, $8,000 a month. His health condition was that he had alcohol abuse. He's been in AA for the last 2 years. He also had an angioplasty, but he had no heart attack. He is on medication for high blood pressure. We've also noted that in the attending physician's records that he is on medication for anxiety with depression since 2006. We had current labs from the previous carrier, so we waived those because those results of the labs were within normal limits. And we did approve the 10-year benefit period for $8,000 a month with the non-graded injury and the 5-year ONOC. The second example is an association CEO who applies for a 5-year benefit period at $9,800 a month. His health condition at the time of application was depression, and he was overweight, 6'2", 250, trying to lose weight with diet and exercise. We also found that he had a fatty liver, found that in the medical records. But once again, we were able to see that the blood results from the APS were normal. And he also indicated that he is being treated for sleep apnea. We got that from the telephone inspection report, but he's using the CPAP machine regularly. We approved the 5-year benefit period for the full amount that he applied for with the 60-day elimination period, and with the non-graded injury that the broker asked for it at issue time. Third example is a laboratory technician, age 45, applying for $3,000 a month. Ulcerative colitis since age 30, so last 15 years has been treated for ulcerative colitis on medication, but no hospitalizations He's also been treated for vertigo. Had the left hip replaced in 2009, I'm sorry. And we got that from the telephone interview report. We were able to approve the 5-year benefit period for $3,000 a month. Here we have a female dentist applying for a 5-year benefit period, $6,000 monthly benefits. Been a juvenile diabetic since age 17. Has retinopathy of the eyes. As you can tell, any kind of eye problem for a dentist is a serious situation. But the diabetes seems to be somewhat under good control. The height and weight is a little heavy, but not certainly terribly overweight. And was treated for some anxiety and takes meds as needed because of job and marital stress. We had blood profile and urine analysis taken, and the A1C was 6.9. So we did approve the 5-year benefit period for $6,000 a month. With both options, but we did put an exclusion in for the eyes. As I mentioned, the retinopathy eyes could certainly disable that dentist at any point in time. The last example is a contractor age 41, applying for a 5-year benefit period, $4,000 a month. Duties are half administration, half carpentry. Neck and cervical back problems, no herniation, and 5'10", 285. Had previous elevated liver function test in 09 that were 2 times the normal. In May of 2010, the labs were less than 1 times normal. There is no evidence from the attending physician statement of alcohol abuse. The person was being treated for sleep apnea but not using the CPAP machine. We approved the 5-year benefit period and the $4,000, the 90-day elimination period, but with no options and an exclusion for sleep apnea. Certainly his doctor or physician told him that he should be using the CPAP machine and is of serious consequence if he doesn't. So since he's not using it, we put an exclusion on for the sleep apnea. I hope you can see that our goal is to provide valuable income protection to those with serious health conditions. So now let's move on to underwriting. Your clients may have been declined once, twice, possibly more. Our goal in underwriting a surety's graded benefit DI is to handle the case expeditiously, swiftly, and hopefully without reinventing the wheel. Slide 56, inquiries. Inquiries is a pre-screen, a snapshot, if you will. Call or email a Plus Group member with the details of your client. Provide such information as occupation, age, smoker, non-smoker, income, and, of course, the health concern. They will in turn contact us for our thoughts as to what the client may qualify for under a surety's GBDI program. APSs, the attending physician statement. If you have access to the client's medical records, send them in with the GBDI applications. Many times this will eliminate a surety from having to request these records again from the doctor, which is the biggest reason for delays in underwriting processes. Blood profile and urine analysis. If you have a current blood profile or urine analysis, from a previous declination, or if it's in the APS, many times we can eliminate or waive that being done a second time. Same, and then with inspections, if a case is being applied for $5,000 or more of monthly benefit, we'll need an inspection, which we have a firm that will do that directly with the client. However, we often call the clients ourselves with a telephone clarification, just to get information of the person's current health or the current status of his or her health condition. And finally, one of our final assumptions that we make in underwriting this program is control and compliance. We look to see that the client has the health conditions under somewhat good control and that he or she is complying with the doctor's course of treatment. Slide 57. The Impaired Risk DI is a Chevy product at a Cadillac price. I don't want to kid you, it's going to be expensive. Affordability can be a big issue. 58. The 10-year benefit period costs more than the 5-year benefit period, and the 5-year benefit period costs significantly more than the 2-year benefit period. Again, keep in mind that the vast majority of claims resolve themselves within 2 years. Elimination periods 90-day versus 180-day. If a person is covered for short-term disability, potentially a 6-month or 1 year elimination period, look to put a higher elimination period on the GBDI. The cost will be significantly lower. Our replacement ratios are 70% at lower incomes to 55% at the higher incomes. Well, if we're looking to replace 70% or 55% at the higher incomes, the cost could be a definite factor. Look to reduce those replacement ratios with maybe 60% at the lower incomes and maybe 40% at the higher incomes. That will significantly reduce the cost of the program. Next slide is a sample of disability program that we put together for a 48-year-old, class 4A, 5-year benefit period, 90 days. $5,000 monthly benefit. Take a look at the 10-year, 90-day elimination period premium, $585 a month. Then look at the 5-year, 90-day, $570. That's 15% more. The 10-year is more than 15% more than the 5-year benefit period. And now also look at the 2-year benefit for 90 days. It's only $227 a month. It's more than 100% more, 2 times the cost of the 5-year. So keep that in mind whenever putting together a program. Okay, slide number 60. 1975 comedy movie about King Arthur's search. Well, of course, that was Monty Python and the Holy Grail. When I present this program live, I use a clip from the movie, but today I'll just try to explain it. Back in King Arthur's time, occupations were different. In the movie, King Arthur asked the Black Knight, who was a bridge guard, to join his search for the Holy Grail. The bridgeman declines and says that his job is not to allow anyone, not even the king, to cross the bridge. The Black Knight and King Arthur duel with their swords, and during the course of the fight, the Black Knight loses both his arms and his legs. Even lying on the ground as King Arthur passes by him, the Black Knight tries to get King Arthur not to cross the bridge. So even when we might think the Black Knight was disabled, he didn't. A perfect example of slide number 61. Who is the right person for the graded benefit disability insurance? The hardworking, diligent person who may be uninsurable, but who in reality is able to work full-time and has been doing so for the past year without significant time off, and who complies with his or her physician's course of quality medical care. 62. So here we see 3 successful Plus Group members. Their secret? Assurity's GBDI program. 63. So I'm going to ask you to trust the Plus Group to help you close the deal, 64, when working with unusual or hard-to-place disability insurance situations. Thank you. And I'll open up for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the number 1 key on your phone. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the number 1 key now. One moment while questions come into queue. Our first question comes from Sandra Hoy. Sandra, please go ahead.
Yes, where do we get the rates for these?
Okay, the rates are available, well, certainly through the Plus Group members. They can do proposals for you, so if you would call the appropriate Plus Group member, they can get proposals out to you.
So we should have that through InSphere soon?
I'm sorry, what?
We should have that through InSphere soon?
I'm not catching the end of this. I'm sorry. We should have this through...
InSphere.
InSphere?
Oh, I think they're an organization. I think you work with Reed Schnicker, and he can probably help you with that.
Okay.
Yeah, if you know who Reed is, you can call his office. We'll be able to help you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question comes from Renee Grossi. Renee, please go ahead.
What does own occupation mean?
Okay, own occupation means if somebody has, well, as this program has an automatic two-year own occ definition. And as I mentioned, there we have a rider that increases that to the 5 years. The ONOC means that as long as that person, if he is on a disability, cannot perform the duties of his own occupation, whether he's working or not, then the disability benefit will still be paid. Let me try and give you an example. Let's say we have a dental hygienist who cannot perform the duties of being a dental hygienist, but gets a job working at an office doing, you know, any kind of sales calls or something, but cannot physically perform the duties of the dental hygienist, even though they're still working in another occupation, they will be paid for up to 2 years. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Mike Carey. Mike, please go ahead.
What is a presumptive disability benefit? I didn't understand it.
Okay. Let me try and get you the exact information on this. Just hold off just a second, please. Because there are several things here that are key in the presumptive. It presumes total disability if the insured suffers a total loss of speech, hearing, or sight, or severance or loss of both feet, severance or loss of both hands, or severance and loss of one hand or one foot. So what that means is regardless of the work status, if that person has lost total hearing, total sight, even if they were able to still perform the duties of their occupation, then disability benefits would be paid.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, again at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the number 1 key on your phone now. One moment while questions come into queue. There are no further questions in queue at this time.
Okay, everyone, thank you. And Bill, thank you very much for today. If you have any additional questions regarding this, please contact your local Plus Group office. We have recorded this call, and once we receive the tape, we'll be hanging it on our website at www.plusgroupus.com. And please join us next month. We'll be having another audio conference on March 16th entitled DI Claims. It will be presented by The Standard. And, again, you can contact your local Plus Group office for more information. Again, thank you, everybody. And, Bill, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.